The sale of the West Kootenay Power Building in Greenwood was a tough decision for city administration, but there were still questions over why local nonprofits weren't directly consulted. Greenwood City Council and Mayor John Bolt voted in favor of the first three readings of a bylaw authorizing the sale of the municipal land and West Kootenay Power Building in a special meeting on October 6. There was a consultation notice released in the Gazette for 2 weeks and it expired, with no feedback from any city taxpayers, explained Sow Dean Trumbly. In later comments, Trumbly elaborated during that public input phase, and then the first reading of the bylaw, there were no written submissions from residents of Greenwood, one written submission from a person outside of city limits, and then one person showed up for the first reading. There had been very little opposition from the residents of Greenwood during the time to submit feedback. When the meeting was open to questions, Seal Sander opened up with a general question on why the city was selling the building at all, let alone have the decision happen in camera. "There couldn't have been any public consultation prior to deciding to sell the building?" she asked. Trumbly started off with, "This wasn't an easy decision for anyone, and the hope is that someone will purchase the land and building with an eye on restoring it and using it for another purpose. In addition, council couldn't move forward with consultation without moving on deciding to sell the building. When it comes to land, labor or law, it has to be in camera first," he said. "First council decides it has to sell the land, because there's no other options, that brings it out, which kicks it to legal process, which is where we are now. Because the building is on a very small piece of property," Trumbly said, "there's a high probability someone will buy the building to restore it, as it wouldn't make much sense to go through the trouble of buying a tiny piece of land, then pulling the building down. The building is the last of three that used to make up the West Kootenay Power Complex that fed power to the mining operations and city. It housed the transformers, which are still in the building but were decommissioned decades ago." Sander pointed out the building was given to the city for the purpose of preserving it as a heritage site. "I want to know what the liability is, what's keeping it from staying in the city's hands," she asked. "Nobody has approached the Greenwood Improvement Society to figure out another option and/or in public control." She added those groups weren't saying they had the ability to take this on, but she and others were blindsided by the news of the sale and not being consulted. Several city administrations have explored trying to restore it and keeping it as a city heritage building, explained Trumbly. "Two previous councils tried to do something. One was an independent initiative that went nowhere, and the other was attempted with the three nonprofits in town and that also failed. With a new asset management plan, City Council has a clear understanding of the city's infrastructure and must look at what functioning heritage buildings it has, as well as finances at its disposal and what it will take to restore and refurbish those buildings. While the building looks like it's in pristine shape on the outside, the inside requires a lot of work. There is water damage, rotting wood, and two 10,000-pound transformers with PCP inside them that will have to be remediated." Sander asked, "Since the city is partnering with Thompson Okanagan Tourism Association, TOTA, to promote its heritage buildings, why would they sell this historic building now?" Trumbly explained, "Considering the amount of work needed to restore a vacant building, the best course is to have private developers take it on as they have the means to repair it faster." She wanted to know what was the liability of keeping it a publicly owned building and what the city would be doing with the city's share of the revenue from the sale. "It's in its best interest because right now, it will likely sit for another 20 years and continue to deteriorate to the point where nothing can be done," he said. Councillor Jerry Shaw explained, "Part of asset management is to care for and maintain its buildings and operations. When you prioritize buildings that you have, where is the West Kootenay Power Building going to stand?" said Shaw. "It's unfortunately low, considering we have City Hall that needs repairs, a fire department building in need of repairs, a pool we are redoing, land contracts we have with private people we are using all the time. The money would be going into a land reserve, which council said part of it would go towards purchasing the two-tier parking lots next to the MacArthur Center. Knowing the city is planning to purchase the parking lots," Sander asked what the value was in trading a heritage building for parking spaces. Councillor Clint Hoosman said that was prime real estate the city wants to keep for itself for future development, whether it's to pave the lots, or develop them in the future. Another meeting was held on Thursday afternoon, with the city's nonprofits attending, but generally accepting this was the best course of action to save the building. They, like the city, are not happy about the decision but also understand that this is what is best to give that building the best chance to be restored to its former glory, stated Trumbly in an email to the Gazette. A full report will be presented at the October 14 regular council meeting, 7 p.m. in City Council Chambers.